Netbooks cool down. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. For the last year or so, it looked very much like the cheap, smaller-than-laptop computers known as netbooks were really poised to storm the marketplace. But according to Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman, netbooks have hit a roadblock.
In the first quarter of 2009, globally, netbook sales are down dramatically, 26% worldwide, and which matches, interestingly, notebook shipments, which were down 25% sequentially.
Why the brief but possibly failed romance with these things?
The economy is going to affect everything, including something as relatively inexpensive as a netbook. But, you know, we say inexpensive, but we're still talking about something that, say, sells for between 250 and 400 bucks, and that is still a decent chunk of change for a lot of people. The other thing is that I think geeks like the idea of a netbook, but not everybody else does. I know several people who kind of got caught up in netbook fever last year who bought them and now just don't use them.
You know, it's kind of funny that geeks like these things when they have limited capabilities. You would think that a geek would like the more deluxe, high-powered, do-it-all sort of machine.
The geek likes the idea of you open it, it turns on very fast. All you use it for is email and getting on the internet. And I think that that has an appeal to a certain type of person who probably already has a notebook, has a decent desktop, may even have an iPhone as well. It's kind of, you know, I like that idea, that gadget. I'm going to get me one. But when regular people get them, the keyboards are tiny. If they go to, dump the contents of their digital camera into it, they may not have enough space, depending on what else is in there and how it's configured. You know, they're simply frustrating to use. And so I think that for regular folks, they look at it and go, oh, that's not such a great product. In fact, Intel said that during the summer period last year that some sellers of netbooks, they were reporting return rates as high as 30%.
Are you pronouncing the netbook dead then?
I just don't think that it's going to be the next big thing. You know, you have a situation where they're being introduced into a market where computer prices for full-size notebook computers are coming down dramatically. And I think, you know, when you can buy a full-size, say, Toshiba notebook for under 400 bucks, or a netbook, a lot of people who look at the two of them are going to say, oh, well, I'm going to take the full-sized item. However, there is a market niche of people who want something small. All they want to do is do email. They don't care much more about that, maybe a little web surfing. And for them, it works. They may travel a lot, and being able to just throw this in a purse or a briefcase is just what they want.
Dwight Silverman writes a computing column and blogs about technology for the Houston Chronicle. You can comment on this or other Future Tense stories online at futuretense.publicradio.org or by calling 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.